First today, some state-funded Medicaid services that support thousands of people with severe mental illness could disappear if proposed rate cuts are approved. Providers who help people say they cannot absorb a proposed 25% reduction in reimbursement rates. Maine's Department of Health and Human Services says the rates aren't final, but at least one provider is already cutting back. Patty White has more.
Everyday tasks, like going to the grocery store, can feel insurmountable for 63-year-old Cheryl Lee. She has bipolar disorder, anxiety, and PTSD.
It's all-encompassing. My whole body feels sick. I feel weighed down, like I'm carrying an extra 200 pounds.
Recently, Lee says she's also had thoughts of suicide. Last year, she started working with a case manager to help her stabilize and accomplish daily tasks. She says her case manager is the only person she can count on for support.
It's unfortunate, but it's true that my sons are not emotionally able to help me. And my family's all dead. I'm the matriarch. Everybody's gone. I'm alone.
The service that Lee relies on is in jeopardy, according to her provider, because Maine's Department of Health and Human Services has proposed drastically reducing the reimbursement rate.
We barely break even.
Mary Haynes Rogers is executive director of Portland-based Shalom House.
What they will basically do is make us close the program down. You can't take a 23% cut in any service and keep the service going.
That would affect about 270 people who get these types of services through Shalom House. People like Cheryl Lee, whose original provider has already ended the service.
If we were in the community integration business today and the rates as they are go through, we would be out of the business. No question about it.
Mike Tarpinian is president of the Opportunity Alliance, the community action agency for Cumberland County. When DHHS first announced the proposed rates last March, Tarpinian says he knew his program wouldn't be sustainable. If these final rates go through, he thinks he'll have company.
I believe many, many of our colleagues will be saying, you know what, we can't continue.
Providers are worried about community integration for their clients and also about medication management. The proposed rates would give psychiatrists a boost, but the rate for nurse practitioners and physician assistants would be cut by more than 40%. The problem, says Betsy Sweet, who lobbies on behalf of behavioral health organizations, is that Maine has a shortage of psychiatrists.
And they're not willing to do the work for that, even with the small increase that was in there. So on the ground, the reality is that they cut the people who are 80% of who are doing this work by 44%. And it's already a service that is difficult to access.
If we got to a place where the rates that we had provided and the rates that were implemented weren't sufficient for, you know, appropriate service delivery, then I think we would have failed.
Alec Porteous is Deputy Commissioner of Finance for DHHS. He says the department spent more than a year reviewing Maine care rates for mental health services.
We think that the rates we've come up with certainly support continued delivery of the services.
Porteous points out that 23 services would get a boost, while 15 would see a decrease. Mary Haynes Rogers of Shalom House says she'd like to see some of those increases devoted to community integration. As it is, says Deborah Taylor, the president of Sweetser, the service has essentially been flat funded for 10 years.
If at the same time you compare that to what has happened to, you know, consumer price index, we've lost ground probably 20% in that 10-year period of time on our rates.
Taylor says the reductions could affect more than 5,000 clients at Sweetser. Alec Porteous says DHHS is still accepting feedback. The next opportunity will be on February 9th when the department presents the proposed rates to the Health and Human Services Committee. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.